Today's global hit takes us to Paris by way of Morocco, or maybe Morocco by way of Paris. Hindi Zara's debut CD mixes jazz and blues with a generous measure of Moroccan folk music and a few dashes of funk. Reporter Thomas Martzall caught up with the singer after a concert in Berlin.
Hindi Zara has lived in France for nearly two decades, but she still frequently returns to her native Morocco, which is where the 30-year-old wrote much of her first album, Handmade. It draws heavily on music like Gnawa and the blues. She developed her own sound in jam sessions, like the one that led to Imik Simik.
Imik Simik, Afous, Hufous, Mingduinu, Iran, Ftou. Imik Simik, Afous, Hufous.
It was a mix of African and gypsy music. And then it came naturally, Imik, Simik, because also I wanted to make the Berber swing, something like the old jazz. It was very interesting to put languages that are not used to those melodies and to mix them together.
Imik Simik is a Moroccan saying meaning step by step. It's one of only two songs on the album in the Berber language. Hindi Zara sticks to English for the rest, like in the jazzy Beautiful Tango.
Beautiful stranger, don't wanna know your name. Beautiful stranger, just wanna take your hand. How sweet it can be if you make me dance. How long will it last, baby, if we dance?
To this day, jazz takes Hindi back to her childhood home in southern Morocco, where music surrounded her all the time. Her mother is an actress turned traditional singer, while her uncles turned her on to blues, rock and roll, and funk music.
When James Brown came with this, get up, get out up, we felt like it was the same kind of what we want to do also, because we do it in Berber, like the gimmicks. It's a trance music. It's to make people dance, to feel joy in the heart with our movements, you know.
Raise your head to the sky. You got to be real with yourself, 'cause you know why. You got to stand up. You got to stand up. You got to stand up.
Sometimes musicians are reluctant to admit that a song tells a specific story from their life, not Hindi Zara. She says at the same time, which evokes the music of Chris Isaak, Tom Waits, and Ali Farka Touré, was her way to let go of an intense love affair.
Here comes the time.
Story just before recording the album, and when I was there, I was really into what happened like 2 months before. I was in Morocco on a beach and living what I'm telling in the song.
Oh, love, could I, should I follow you?
Handmade has just been released in Britain on Blue Note Records. The label plans to issue the album in the U.S. in mid-September as a download only. For the world, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
And you, with your sweet smile, with your sweet smile, holding me tight.
Great sounds there from Hindi Zara. We're online 24/7 at theworld.org. That's where you can find out how to subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.
The World. is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. GatesFoundation.org, the Plowshares Fund, investing in peace and security worldwide. Plowshares.org, the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin, information at nsf.gov, and by the PRI Program Fund, whose contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. MacFound.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.